Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Violet Reiki Radio. I would like to thank the founders of the Seika Network, who have given me this wonderful opportunity to bring the show to the public. Where we will be talking about Reiki and all things surrounding Reiki. The practice, what it does, how it helps us, etc. Tonight, our subject, our topic is certification. More equals better, or is it just wallpaper? We're going to talk about certificate junkies and self-esteem, et cetera, different things that cause people to search continually for more certificates. I am one that does not believe in just handing out certificates. I make people prove their levels of expertise, their what they've learned. I remember one instance where I had a particular person come to me and she wanted to take a master level course. And I had asked her when her Reiki level 2 was obtained. And she had told me 2 weeks prior. This. And I said, well, I can't teach you master level if you've only received your certificate for your level 2 weeks ago. You have a bit more work to do. And I had asked her, I said, why didn't you go back to your original Reiki master? And I believe the reason she didn't go was because she pretty much figured he was going to tell her the same. Reason, the same, give her the same reason. So she informed me that she was very happy. Going to take a break right now because there's something wrong with my audio.
Packers.
Vikings.
Red State.
Blue State.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But no matter how different we are, we're all connected, and we can all make a difference. That's why United Way brings people, expertise, and resources together to improve the education, income, and health of our communities. The building blocks for a better life. When we live united, our efforts, magnified by others, add up to real change. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly, so do our communities. But real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So let's look beyond our differences.
Live united.
One by one, let's make a difference. Let's reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all.
Live united.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Okay, this is a test to find out if you guys can hear me. Okay. Okay, now I think you guys are going to be able to hear me. I apologize. You are hearing me now, yes? I do believe I forgot to disconnect my speakers. I apologize. So it's a go. I think. How's that? Leave a host alone to do the show by herself, and this is what happens. Sorry. So sorry. Okay, now my mouse doesn't work. I'm sorry. Give me a second. We'll be back. Okay, I apologize. I think we're back. Okay, now, hopefully you all can hear me. If anyone knows why I'm getting a reverb of my own voice, please call in and let me know. The number is 347-677-0699. Okay, if someone from the chat room can tell me if you hear me right now, then we'll go on with the show. Okay, I've got a caller. Yay, 718, help! You're on the line. Help me, please.
Hello.
Hello, Joseph.
How are you? I've been trying to get your program on the computer, but I couldn't get in. But I figured you were on, and I figured I'd call the number. And just want to make a comment, a brief comment.
Well, we have a reverb situation here.
Okay.
So I don't...
I lost you. Let me press one. Hold on.
Joseph, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I have a reverb on this show, but you're hearing the show, yes?
No, I'm not. That's why I called. I can't get it online. I'm having a problem.
Yeah.
I'm getting the last week's show. I can't get this evening's show.
Wow, this is really strange.
Well, it may just be my computer. Anyway, my comment was... that,
no.
As you well know, you know me many, many years, and I'm a psychic medium. But I want to say, since I took Reiki 1 with you, and I notice in my daily exercise and meditation and Reiki meditation, I've noticed that it has not only enhanced my psychic ability, but I find that my sleep has been very, very good. So whatever it does, it really works, because it really, I see a very, very marked difference in my own psychic daily work that I do every day, or whenever I do a psychic reading or mediumship. And in sleeping, I've always had good sleep, but I really noticed that just before I go to bed, I do my Reiki, meditation and call in the Reiki energy. And it really, really, I get a beautiful, beautiful sound 8 hour sleep. And I'm so thankful just for that. Needless to say, also it enhances my psychic work and helping my people and my clientele. But I just want to thank you and Master Asui and all the Reiki masters, Ascended masters. It's just a wonderful thing. And I'm sorry I can't hear your show, but I'm going to try to see if I can get it on, the computer. And if anything, I'll call you back in a little bit.
So, hold on. Don't go away, Joseph.
All
so
right.
You're saying that you can't hear the show on your computer right now.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm having trouble with my computer. It's not your problem. It's my problem over here. I got your page and your site and all that, and it had last week's show I was listening to. It seemed like September 26th, but I can't get the current show. And right now I've just got a blank page. I'm stuck where it says Violet Rose Reiki. What is Reiki?
Oh, so you're not on your computer now.
I'm on my computer, but I have a blank page. I'm stuck, which
oh, okay.
is my problem. That's not your problem.
Okay, I was trying to.
All right, now
out.
I'm back to where it says your PC or radio, Violet Rose Reiki new radio show. All right, I'm gonna press on the blog again and see what I can get.
All
with
right.
It.
Good luck and call.
And I'll call back later. Bye bye.
Thanks, baby.
You're welcome.
Okay, as I was saying, people are telling me that they can hear me now, and okay, I think we've got this. As we were saying before, we are going to get to discussing certification, more or better, or is it just wallpaper? We're going to be talking about degrees and how they were earned, or certificates rather, and how they were earned, how quickly they were obtained. Students who want to progress through the levels quickly to get that gorgeous certificate, that piece of paper that says, this is who I am. Um, going to repeat myself. Well, those of you who didn't hear it, I had a woman come to me. She was a level two, and she wanted to progress to master level. And when I asked her when she received her certificate for level two, when did she complete level two, she had told me 2 weeks prior. So I said, well, you know, you do really need to practice much more in order to go on. You need to put in the hours. You need to put in the practice. It's not just getting one certificate and then getting the next. So I even asked her, I said, why didn't you go to your Reiki master for this, for the certification? You should have gone to your, whoever gave you levels one and two. And I believe she felt that her Reiki master would have given her the same answer. So she tried another Reiki master. And I'm glad that we were in solidarity and we didn't differ in our opinion. So she thanked me for my integrity and my honesty and, went on her way. But, it's not a thing of just going and getting certificates and putting them on a picture frame on your wall. It's about the actual practice of Reiki and learning the practice. And learning the art, the healing art. A lot of times, well, let me preface this by, in Mikao Usui's own words, the secret method of inviting blessings, the spiritual medicine of many illnesses, is Reiki. In the morning and night, think these things, the Reiki precepts and principles. The Usui Reiki remedy, to change your mind and body for the better. And we're looking with this practice to do just that. We're looking to change our mind and body and open up our spiritual channels for betterment, for knowledge, for enlightenment of ourselves. We're looking for, as Usui was, we're looking for the secret of life, how to be happy, where we find that happiness, where is our center, living in the moment, living in the present, which is why one of the most important aspects of the principles is the very initial phrase, just for today. We need to bring ourselves to be thinking of just for today, just for this moment. Forget what happened yesterday. Forget what happened years down the line or whatever. For the moment. And become one with the present moment. Focus on the present. The now, as they say. Consider the thoughts that have been going through your mind. Are they present-centered? Or are you thinking? We're spending a lot of time thinking about the past or the future. The past is gone and the future has not arrived. So for today, just try and stay in the moment. The kanji for Shihan, which means teacher in Japanese, translates to good example. And in order for one to be a good example, a shihan is someone, or a teacher is someone who precedes us in practice, someone who has integrity and sets an example for us to follow. If you watch someone who's constantly running around like a chicken without a head, or if you're watching someone who picks up one thing and drops it, picks up another thing and drops that, or goes from here to there to there to there, it could be they're trying to find their way on their journey, find their purpose, etc. Everyone goes through growing pains and, exploration, and everyone's got their journey, and every journey has its twists and turns. But you have to watch and even think with regard to yourself. I'm learning all these things, but am I really a jack of all trades, or am I a master of anything? Many masters have mastered a certain subject, a certain art, and know about all other arts. Some people are into martial arts, some like karate, some like taekwondo, some like jiu-jitsu, some like, Krav Maga, whatever, all these different types of martial arts. But, really, there is one particular art that they've mastered in. Same thing with Reiki. There are many Reiki master teachers who know other types of Reiki. And I'm sure they always gravitate toward one particular one that they use a lot, like a lot, and enjoy a lot. Sometimes we go in search of many different things because we feel that we are not whole. We feel that unless we have all of these certificates and all of these shiny things to show, look what I've done, it will help us boost our self-esteem. That's a whole nother issue. A certificate will not help you be better than you believe yourself to be. I'm sure there are many people, and you all know of stories of people who have come through the school of hard knocks, who did not have formal educations, who did not have the opportunity to get degrees or certificates or whatever, and now we see them that they've become millionaires or successful entrepreneurs. It's because of the dedication and because they know who they are. When you put yourself in the present, when you center yourself, when you find yourself, and there's no longer any doubt as to who you are, at that point, you start to walk the road to success. It doesn't matter how many certificates you have, how many classes you've gone to, how many subjects you've taken or you can speak about. If you don't have the knowledge and the confidence in yourself, nothing will work. It all comes from within you. There are many common triggers that make your person feel insecure. Business presentation, a crisis at work or home, challenge with a spouse, loved one, coworker, challenge in your life circumstances, could be a job loss, child leaving home. Once you've identified troubling conditions or situations, pay attention to your thoughts about them. This includes your self-talk. Self-talk is very important. You should never talk negatively to yourself and say, I can't do that. I'm not good enough. I'm a failure. Nothing I do works. Sometimes while saying these things to yourself, you're going to get another certificate because you know when you have that certificate in your hand, you have value. You need to see your own self-worth and your beautiful value yourself. Look in the mirror and you say, you are valuable. You are a whole person. You are a beautiful being of light. And reinforce your own self and your own conviction, Jack of all trades, well, yeah, but what do you really know? As I said, some people just don't have wonderful education. Look at Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken. He did more with one single recipe than anyone else in the food genre who immediately comes to mind. Bill Gates, he did one thing and one thing only. And Windows has had its issues through the years, but today more people use PCs with Windows than any other operating system, even than Macs. And now Bill Gates can do whatever he wants. It's that one thing, and the one thing that you know you do well. And that's where your focus should be. Reiki seeks to improve upon a person. And this is why, you know, it's almost like the saying from the Army years ago where they used to say, be all that you could be. You know, you need to focus on yourself before you can do anything else. If you're having problems, well, then think about it. It's really time to face the mirror. Think about, why am I having these problems constantly over and over again? What's going on here? I try and I try and I try and things just don't work. Well, sometimes it's because there's something within you that's just not working. And you need to confront that. As the saying goes, no fear. You cannot have fear of yourself and succeed. You need to face yourself and have a conversation. And find out really who you are, what you're afraid of. And once you get past that, then it's a downhill happy ride. You can improve upon yourself once you know what the problem is. You can't improve yourself if you don't face yourself to find out where the problem is coming from. And your initial thoughts might be, the only possible way to view a situation is to test the accuracy of your thoughts. And that goes to, if you tell yourself you're going to fail, you're going to fail. Some people have an all or nothing thinking. You see things as either all good or all bad. Like, if I don't succeed in this task, I'm a total failure. Or if I don't have this certification, I'm a nothing. Well, no, there are plenty of people who go through life and do not have certifications, and they're contributing, and they're great people. A piece of paper does not make a person. Mental filtering, you see only negatives and dwell on them, distorting your view of a person or a situation. If you made a mistake on some kind of report, and you're thinking, now everybody's going to realize I'm not up to this job, I'm not capable. No. Wrong thinking. You reject your achievements and other positive experiences by insisting that they don't count. Everything counts, the good and the bad. You cannot have a balanced whole without negative and positive, without yes and no, good and bad. And the entire secret to life is balance. Things must be balanced. Don't jump to negative conclusions. When you think about yourself and you're like, well, my friend hasn't replied to my email, so I must have done something to make him or her angry. You know, don't anticipate what people are thinking. As Don Miguel Ruiz says, never assume. Never make any assumptions. Yes, having a lot of certificates and things on your wall might help you feel that you have the self-esteem you're searching for. But again, look in the mirror. Do you really? And ask yourself, do I really? Going to take a quick break here, and I'll be back.
Packers.
Vikings.
Red State.
Blue State.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But no matter how different we are, we're all connected, and we can all make a difference. That's why United Way brings people, expertise, and resources together to improve the education, income, and health of our communities. the building blocks for a better life. When we live united, our efforts, magnified by others, add up to real change. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly, so do our communities. But real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So let's look beyond our differences.
Live united.
One by one, let's make a difference. Let's reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all.
Live united.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
And we're back. Just some information. If you would like more info on Reiki, please visit my website. It's www.violetrosereiki.com, or send an email to me, rose@violetrosereiki.com. You can also find me on Facebook as Violet Rose Reiki. And if you would like distant Reiki healing for yourself, a loved one, a friend, anyone, there is a page on Facebook, called Reiki Ward. That's R-E-I-K-I, new word, W-A-R-D. And Reiki Ward is about sending distant Reiki healing for free, no charge at all, for humans and animals all over the world. Reiki Ward does 2 to 3 rounds of healing every day at a minimum. And we also place requests on our healing crystal grid for 24/7 energy work and healing. I would also like to announce there is a website called IU Namaste. That's the letter I, the letter U, and the word Namaste all together, .com, where you could find Reiki jewelry, Reiki blessed jewelry, and Reiki infused jewelry. So please give a look at IUNamaste.com. And now let's get back to our discussion. So we're talking about Reiki certification or certifications in general. The more you have, is it really better? Or is it just wallpaper? As we said, certifications may make you feel better temporarily. It's a quick fix. It's a boost to the ego. It's almost the equivalent of a sugar rush. You know, you get it, you're happy, you're smiling, you're proud, you're feeling good about yourself. And then what happens? You crash. Like, oh, and then what? Well, you could go out and get yourself another certification and just keep getting them, and that'll help you for a while, but that's definitely not a long-term fix for the sense of lack you feel within you, not knowing why you feel that way. So the remedy for that is a good long, hard look in the mirror, which most of us fear. We really do fear that, especially the more we need it, the more we fear it, it seems. I'm just going to announce our call-in number again here. If you'd like to get on the air and speak on the show, if you have any questions or if you'd like to contribute to the discussion, the number here is area code 347-677-0699. As I was saying, the more you need to see something, the more painful it is to look at it. The best bet and the best way is to encourage yourself and give yourself credit when you make a positive change. You do something really cool, pat yourself on the back for it and recognize that within you. This is how you plant roots for your big picture. Make a list of all the things you've done in the past, all the way up to and including the present, on a piece of paper, big or small. Don't worry about the size of the list. And from your master list, identify qualities or strengths. It can even be things others have said about you. And in each of those particular ventures, write them on another list next to or below your first list. On the third list, write down the reasons why, in your own opinion, your previous efforts were not as successful as they could have been. This is where you're looking yourself in the mirror and you're being very truthful and honest with yourself. Some people don't have a problem being honest with friends, colleagues, what have you, but when it comes to themselves, they don't want to look there. Next. Be brutally honest. Doesn't have to be your fault something didn't succeed, which is another thing. Stop looking for fault. Stop looking for blame. Stop pointing your fingers at other people. Stop blaming yourself. No blaming of others, no blaming of yourself. Don't be afraid to admit it. No one is going to see this list but you. Determine what is it that you must do differently. And write a letter to yourself, telling yourself what must change, what you must do differently this time around in order to be successful. And sometimes, as I said, we don't even want to face ourselves. We don't even want to tell ourselves. However, if you find that you're repeating and you're doing the same thing over and over again, year in and year out, and it's not working, then there's something wrong and you need to find out what it is. And don't be so quick to blame yourself. It could be what you're doing. If someone continually invests in the same type of stock, let's say, and they see that this kind of stock is just not doing it, well, it's time to tweak things and try something else. Maybe not stock. Maybe, another stock, another industry or something. But if something is not working and you've dedicated time to it and you've been doing something for a while, and I don't necessarily mean one kind of business or one kind of thing, but, something with the same theme, but yet it's not working. Well, time to switch and try something else. I'm not saying you should leave a job every other month, do self-examination. Examine, why isn't this working for me? Why isn't that working for me? If you were taking a route home from a store and you were encountering all kinds of obstacles on the way every day, you would look for another route, wouldn't you? You wouldn't want to be meeting up with obstacles on a daily basis just to get from the store to your house. You'd find another way to get home. So it's like that in this too, find another way. See what you're doing and find another way to do it or do something else. Doesn't mean go run after 8 million different certificates and 8 million different things. I've had people who have come to Reiki circles and inform me at the beginning of the circle that they are Reiki masters. And before meditation, I'll say to everyone, okay, we're going to place our hands in Gassho and start the meditation. And the very same person who told me they were a Reiki master looks at me and says, what's Gassho? And Gassho is something we learn in the very first level of Reiki. So I find that odd that a Reiki master is asking me, what's Gassho? And that brings me back to another very important thing I stress always. Investigate your Reiki master teachers. Investigate the people who are going to be teaching you. And that's for any subject or anything. You need to do a thorough investigation of anything that you're going to try. Don't run headlong into things because they sound good and 8 million people say, yes, 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 they work. Be selective. Be selective where you put yourself. Be selective with the groups you get into. Don't become a sheeple. There is a great amount of learning when you stand out and respect yourself enough to take care of yourself. And taking care of yourself doesn't mean, oh, I'm going to go get a massage, or I'll have a facial, or I'll go to a spa for a weekend, or I'll pamper myself. Taking care of yourself means, from the very beginning, taking responsibility for yourself. Making sure that you receive the best of everything in every area. So you want to, anything you're going to invest your time in, you want it to be the best thing for you. Now, I'm not saying if you do research, you're not going to come across something here and there that you may, you know, fall into and, oh, you know, well, they didn't say that or I didn't know that. But there's less a chance of that happening when you've done a thorough investigation. So investigate your teachers. I'm sure when you go on job interviews, you investigate the company where you're going for the interview because you want to know about them and what they do, and you want to find some place that appeals to you. And it's good to know the company that you're going to interview with. So when you go on the interview, when they say, well, why do you want to work here? Well, you know why you want to work there, because you've done investigation. Same thing with anything. I mean, doctor recommendations and therapist recommendations, anything from, you know, oh, Avon has great makeup, I'll use them. And your other friend says, Revlon's the best, so you use that. Someone says, I need a babysitter. Who do you recommend? You know, scout around, look for recommendations, do your homework. This is you. This is you. And until you realize that you are the most important person in your world, you need to be the most important person in your world. And you do have worth. You're worth it. So start looking inside. You know, a piece of paper is not going to give you what you lack because you yourself don't believe in you. I know of plenty of people who walk through life being chameleons because they feel they're not good enough. They feel they're not worthy enough. They keep changing colors to make other people happy. You know, people pleasers. Well, people pleasers, why do these people want to please people? Because they feel they're not good enough. And they feel that if I'm pleasing someone, then I'm okay. They like me, so I have to be okay. And then you come across the crowd who really doesn't care if people think they're okay or not okay. They are being who they are. They are being authentic in their own presence, in their own personality. These people are the ones who live truly walking their talk and in their own blueprint. Applause. And you can all get there. It just takes facing yourself in the mirror and realizing that no amount of certificates and people liking you because they like you and you know they're sold with the personality du jour that you're putting on for the moment, that's not going to do it. You have to love you, and it all starts with self-love. Stop the merry-go-round thing going on in your head. You are worth it. Sometimes the search for certification and things is part of an addictive behavior. Some people are just addicted to it. And again, in addiction, you know, you're addicted. Why do people become addicted? Because they're never satisfied, you know, and then the addiction just keeps going and going and going. And they're never, you know, it never ends. Some people, it never ends. Some people, they look themselves in the mirror and say, wow, I'm really addicted to all of this stuff. And I've got to be a better me. I've got to stop this. Stop the insanity, as they say. Just want to let you guys know that next week, my guest is going to be Dr. Harold Steinberg, MD. And Dr. Steinberg has an integrative and alternative medical practice here on Long Island in Suffolk County. Dr. Steinberg is located in South Huntington. You can look him up on the web at www.hd for doctor, S for Sam, M for Mary, D for doctor.com, HDSMD.com. If you'd like to call for information about Dr. Steinberg, his number is area code 631-470-4317. And Dr. Steinberg or anyone in his office would be glad to fill you in on Dr. Steinberg, give you a rundown of what his expertises are. Dr. Steinberg is, his special practice is figuring it out and fixing it, which is why his patients call him lovingly Dr. Fix-It. And he will be here next week with us talking about Reiki and energy healing. From personal experience, I must say, Dr. Steinberg can explain energy healing to you better than anyone I've known. And we'll hear him discuss that next week. Again, our number here is 347-677-0699. And we have about 10 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes left of the show, if my clock is working. Again, any of you who have ideas or anything you'd like to discuss on the show, please feel free to email me or post, you know, on Facebook, what you'd like us to talk about and what would be interesting to you. And we'll, you know, we'll have a discussion. We're going to have some guests coming on that I hope you'll like. And I do hope you're all enjoying the show and hearing the show. Sorry for the faux pas earlier this evening. And let's see, going back to, you know, how about certificates and everything? As I said, a certificate does not make the person. The person makes the person. And you guys, have a talk with yourself in the mirror. I mean, go ahead and face yourself. It's the greatest fear you'll ever come upon. But when you're through, I guarantee you, you will feel so much better. You can hide under a rock only so long. And once you make that step into realizing who you are and that you know what will work for you. And you know now where you want to go and what you need to do. When you stop blaming and when you stop playing the victim and when you stop just sailing through life and just, you know, repeating mistakes over and over again. When you decide to change the direction of your sail and chart a new course, great things happen. Just keep an open mind and stop doing the same step over and over and over again. Branch out, be new, be you. And the best thing you can do is just be and be you. I guarantee you, once you decide and make that decision to be you and go out, face the world as you, not with your mask on, not with your 10 certificates plastered in front of you to show, look, this is me. No, they are not you. You are you. And when you see that you are loved for who you are and that you are important and you do have value and there are people out there in the world who really like you, your need for validation will disappear. And then you can go out there and be exactly who you are and do what you have been put on this earth to do. Nothing can stand in your way. Your ego is not going to get in your way. And you're going to stop tripping over it and falling and allowing it to hold you back. You will soar like an eagle and not look back. It's all about improving yourself and teaching yourself back to realize who you are. So just be who you are, be who you were meant to be brave. And I will see you back here next week, same time, same spot. Without Problems with Dr. Steinberg. Have a lovely evening.